Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. Look with me if you would like or listen carefully to John chapter 19 verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now fulfilled, said, to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. John has taken great pains to point out that there are multiple witnesses to the reality of who Jesus is. And in all of these witnesses, that he is who he says he is, the Messiah, the prophet, the priest, and the king, one of those witnesses has been scripture in general and the prophecies in particular and affirming all of those that have been fulfilled. So Jesus is now at the point of his redeeming work. Other passages of scripture tell us he is crying out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? All of the hell that was due to all of his people, for all of their sins, for all of eternity, is now being poured upon him. And he is drinking the cup of the unvarnished wrath of God for sinners to give us the unfathomable cup of life for eternity. And he now knows everything is fulfilled. But yet, there is a prophecy. And even in that moment of distress, with all of the bodily ramifications of his atoning death and his torment, he then says, I thirst. And his very thirst and his calling for thirst is yet fulfilling the scripture as a jar of sour wine is put to his lips. He has drank to the bottom the cup of God's wrath. He gives to us the bottomless cup of life. And a small bit of wine is put to his lips as he cries out, I thirst. And there as it's put to his lips now every single prophecy of his birth, life, and death has been fulfilled. And so he then says, what glorious words, Tetelestai, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. Our Savior has done his work for us at the cross. He has not only provided an atoning death, he has fulfilled all of the scriptures of his birth, life, death, and is about to fulfill another one in 3 days when he is raised from the dead. But knowing all that is required for a full atonement, he then says, Tetelestai, it is finished. And those words are very clear. They simply mean paid in full. That's a word that someone would have written across a bill that had been paid. Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe. For us, who were debtors, and we had a debt we could not pay. Out of his love and his grace, he came and paid the full price. Our ransom is paid. We are redeemed, and we can be reconciled to God through the cleansing blood of Jesus and the perfect righteousness of Jesus. His cleansing blood dismisses all of our sins, paid in full. His righteousness wraps us up to be presented to the God of glory, not only as forgiven, but also innocent. See the perfect righteousness of Christ that has been given to us. Now the task is through, and he commends his spirit into the hands of his Father. And he bows even as he finishes his glorious work. Praise God that we have on the cross of Christ a Savior. Praise God that he doesn't die simply a model death or a martyr's death. He willingly gives himself in an atoning death. And the wrath of the Father puts him to death. And our hell has descended upon him. And he has finished the atonement. You can be saved. Don't leave this fresh bread moment without receiving that Savior. And if you have, do not leave this fresh bread moment without giving praise to your Savior. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.